Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afalma Dike with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 22nd. Columbia University in New York is facing a crisis heading into the Passover holiday. Tensions have escalated at Columbia and other elite Ivy League universities since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Columbia's president testified before Congress about the school's response to anti-Semitism on campus last week. She now faces calls to step down. Pro-Palestinian protests, pro-Israel counter-protests, and reports of harassment are raising concerns about campus safety. A Republican-led House committee called on the school's president to clear camps of, quote, anti-Semitic protesters, expel students involved, and terminate the Columbia faculty involved. CNN's Shimon Prokiper spoke to a junior at the school.
We don't hate Jewish people or anything. There's, like, a lot of Jewish people here. It's just about, like, standing up for the Palestinians that are getting killed, you know.
How long do you think you'll be out here?
As long as it takes, I guess.
Meanwhile, Connecticut police say they arrested and charged at least 45 pro-Palestinian protesters with misdemeanor trespassing after they refused to leave the campus of Yale University.
Hamas's horrific attacks on Israel on October 7th last year and the devastating loss of civilian life in Gaza as Israel exercises its right to ensure that those attacks never happen again have also raised deeply troubling human rights concerns.
That's Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing the release of the State Department's annual human rights report. The report cites human rights groups who allege Israel, Hamas, and other Palestinian militant groups have all carried out war crimes in Gaza. Human rights abuses detailed in the report include the killings, torture, abductions, and sexual violence carried out by Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and others on October 7th. The report also includes reports about the torture and inhumane treatment or punishment of Palestinian detainees, among other abuses. Separately, Gaza civil defense workers have recovered nearly 300 bodies from a mass grave at Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza following the withdrawal of Israeli troops on April 7th. A director of the Gaza Civil Defense in Khan Yunis claimed some of the bodies were found with their hands and feet tied. CNN is unable to verify those claims and has questioned the Israeli military about the mass grave. China has accused the U.S. of, quote, stoking military confrontation after the recent deployment of a powerful missile launcher to the Philippines. The so-called Typhoon system is being used in a series of joint military drills, which started on April 8th. The U.S. Army has not said how long the Typhoon system will remain there, but analysts say it's a signal that the U.S. can put offensive weaponry well within striking distance of Chinese military installations. The region is on edge, following a series of dangerous face-offs between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. China has targeted Philippine ships with water cannons, injuring several Filipino sailors. Former President Donald Trump has reached a deal with the New York Attorney General's office on the terms of the $175 million bond in his civil fraud case, which he's appealing. The Attorney General had challenged the financial ability of the underwriter to guarantee the bond. Under the terms of the deal, Trump is now required to keep the money in a Charles Schwab account, used to secure the bond as cash. The underwriter, Knight Specialty, must have exclusive control of the account and can't withdraw or trade any of the funds in it. Coming up, don't forget to hug a tree today. In honor of Earth Day, President Joe Biden has announced several initiatives, including funding for solar power and some changes to the American Climate Corps. Here he is in Virginia this afternoon.
To reduce family energy costs for folks with low and moderate incomes today, the Environmental Protection Agency will invest $7 billion from my Inflation Reduction Act in a new program called Solar for All.
The speech came days after the Biden administration made some significant conservation announcements, including barring oil drilling on nearly half of the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. That does it for us. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for Five Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.